turn with us in the Bible to St. John chapter number 1 and Malachi chapter number 3. I'll be reading some out of St. John and turn back to Malachi for one verse and maybe just drop a thought with us and try to help our hearts the day we live in. Troublesome time, but I sure do appreciate God. God's God in troublesome time. That don't make no difference. The sun is shining or the wind's blowing. He's still God. Everything's under His control. Even things happening, ain't nothing taking Him by surprise. He knows what's going on. And then the older I get, the more I realize that. But in St. John chapter 1, I'll read probably about eight or nine verses here. Then we'll run back to Malachi for one verse. St. John chapter 1 in the King James Bible, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world." Malachi chapter 3, verse number 1. I'll read the whole verse to get maybe just one little part of it. Malachi 3:1, last book in the Old Testament. "Behold, I send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts." You may be seated, if correctly reading. I appreciate the Lord how he's touched our bodies for the last few days, and how he has let us meditate on the Word of God. And I've meditated, I guess this thought probably come in our mind Monday night when we was over there listening to Brother Pace. This thought come in our mind, and it's just been getting bigger and bigger ever since. Not doing a whole lot of reading, but just meditating on it. But I'd like to take our text out of St. John chapter number 1 and verse number 6. "There was a man sent from God." There was a man sent from God. I'd like to preach on where has the men of God gone. Where has the men of God gone? Amen. Back in Malachi, the Lord was prophesying, and we know between Malachi and Matthew, according to history, there was 400 years of silence. That heaven was shut up. There was no prophets. There was nobody bringing word from God anyway. 400 years. They were just total silence. And what I can read in history, that's when the scribes and Pharisees began their reign, because it was a silent time and God was not speaking. Amen. Men were just having to stay with what God said before then. And I'm saying we're going to have to stay in our day with what God has said beforehand. The Word of God, we're going to have to stay with it. But he was prophesying here. He said, "Now behold," other words are, "look real close, pay attention to it. I will send my messenger." In other words, he's saying, "I'm going to send a man." Amen. And the Bible tells us that he come out of the wilderness when the time was right for him to come. He come out of the wilderness, and thank God the Bible said there was a man sent from God. And now, the thought that's on our mind, where has the men of God gone? I mean, we've got all kinds of men today. They've got all kinds of ministries. They've got healing ministries. They've got miracle ministries. They've got teaching ministries. And they've got all kinds of ministries. We're living in a day to where the women's coming along, picking up. Women's got preaching ministries. They've got teaching ministries. They've got all kinds of ministries that are going on. But whatever happened after the old time man of God that God called and laid his hand on to preach the word of God. Amen. I'll say they just about all gone off a scene today. I know we have a few scattered around here and yonder. There's a few here in Alabama, a few in Georgia, a few in Tennessee. Just about every state's got a few in them. But I'll say they're few and far between. And I'm going to say a man that God has called, he's going to be a despised man. He's going to be hated of this world that we live in today. He's going to be hated of the church world. He's going to be hated by the secular world. He's going to be hated by the denominational world. He's going to be hated of everything. How to despise the word of God. But the Bible said here, there was a man sent from God. I'd like to look back down through time if God help me tonight. Amen. I ain't no hurry tonight. I might just preach a while. Amen. While the Lord's letting my body feel like it, I might just preach a while. Amen. But let's look all the way back to the beginning of time. Amen. When God made man upon the earth. Thank God, and they fell from the grace of God. The man can say whatever they want to. But there in the Garden of Eden, they fell from grace. It's been grace from the very beginning. It's going to be grace from to the end and grace all in between. Amen. The Bible speaks about men multiplying on the face of the earth. And their hearts was on evil continually. Amen. But God had a man in that day. How you say, who was it, preacher? A man by the name of Noah. Thank God we don't have no recording. What kind of message he preached. What kind of meetings he had. But we do have a recording that he was a preacher of righteousness. Thank God, so that generation he lived in, he preached us in the sins of his day. I'm going to say a man of God, amen, that God sends in our day every once in a while. Amen, I'll say quite often. I might even go further and say about every time that he gets up, he's going to cause the sins of our day. That's what's learning us. Amen. It's not what the church is doing up the road. What the church is doing down the road. It's the sins of our day. Has cut the favor of God off. You'll find in Jeremiah where God said, Jeremiah was speaking to the people of Israel. Amen. He said, your evil, low down, sorry. Our ways of living has cut off the good things that God has promised. I'm going to say in our day, amen, our wicked way of living has cut off the blessings of God on us like we used to, amen, be manifested. But we have a man here. How the Bible said it found grace in the eyes of the Lord. This Bible's full of them. I ain't got time to preach them all. I'll just hit a few of them tonight. Then we'll go to the house. But the Bible said here, this was a man, amen, that found grace in the eyes of the Lord. I just say, preacher, how did he find grace? The Bible said he was perfect and upright in his generation. Are you saying, preacher, they were perfect men? I'm back in that day, that perfect. I don't stand as men says it. That means if I'm understanding the word of God right, that Noah was a walking in all the light that God gave him.
I don't mean he crossed every T and dotted every I. Amen. But he was walking in the light as God gave him. And every time God would shine some light in his path, he'd get in that wicked generation and preach righteousness. I'm asking the question tonight. Where has the men of God gone? Where is our men today that'll stand and preach righteousness in the generation we're in? We're living today. Just about every church on a Wednesday night, they meet to entertain the young. Amen. Have ball games. Amen. Volleyball games. Horseshoe pitching. Everything in the world. But I'm saying what we need is some men again. God anoint afresh. That'll get up and preach righteousness in this ungodly, untoward, generation that we're in. I'm going to try my best. I'll warn you. I'll save yourself from this untoward, our ungodly, generation that we're living in today. Amen. Ain't got very many men in the day we're in that'll preach righteousness anymore. I hear men say, I want to go down labeled, amen, as a holiness preacher. I'll tell you what, I want to go down labeled as a man, a preacher of righteousness. Amen. I never find anywhere where God bragged on the holiness man, but I find here where he brags on Noah because he was a preacher of righteousness. Again, I want to say, where have all of the men of God gone? It used to be years ago. Amen. Not many years back down the road. It was men everywhere preaching righteousness. Amen. Living right. Walking right. Praying right. Amen. Treating your neighbor right. Amen. And God honoring the church. Honoring your brother and your sister. Honoring your father and mother. Amen. Used to be preachers. Amen. To tell you, when you come to the house of God, come dressed in a godly manner. Amen. Some good old righteous preachers. But bless your heart. They've got signs today. Come as you are. Hogwash. Amen. Thank God that's a problem. Too many are coming as they are and leaving the same way. We need some men. Again, where has the men of God gone? Them that have preached out of our heart again. Amen. They had one in the beginning. He preached his heart out. I believe he preached harder on righteousness than he worked on building the ark. But he was in a generation that God said as it was in his day, so shall it be in our day. Amen. And God told us in the book of Romans, chapter 1, where they did not, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Amen. Bless your heart. Amen. When they knew him, they turned their back on him. Therefore, God gave them up. Amen. To the uncleanness of their flesh. They might be a son of their own bodies. Among themselves. God said that was a coming again. In our day. Amen. You know what we need? We need some righteous preachers. As Noah was. And warn our generation. Amen. Judgments are coming. Amen. I don't know what Noah preached. But I sure would like to think that he would tell them unless you repent, unless you turn from your ways, how God's going to destroy how this ungodly generation, and I can see them just like they are today. Amen. Don't like the way that old preacher preaches. Ain't God ain't preaching with love. I don't care nothing about us. Amen. I bless your heart. And you know what we're going to do? How we just going to move our letter down the road to the church where they got some activities for our young people. Go ahead. I'll move them down the road and send them to hell if you want to. I will bless your heart one little time. God's got well for me. I'm going to preach righteousness. Amen. And try to warn you. Amen. That the judgment of God is soon to fall on this ungodly generation. In Noah's day, it rained water. But the next time God is going to rain fire and brimstone, He's going to melt. This earth is going to be dissolved. Amen. Where have all the men of God gone? Boy, I'd give anything to have some good old men of God today. Amen. That wasn't worried about pasture. Wasn't worried about their flock while they liked it or not. Amen. Would get enough of God on them. Amen. When the congregation begin to crawl them, I tell them that's just the way it is. I've always preached it that way and I'm going to keep preaching it. Because that's what God said.
Yeah.
But we're living in a generation. When Sister Broad mad, and you get the ring in her doorbell, she'll go home and tell them, I don't know, meaty mouth thing, she calls her husband, I called him to jump on the man of God, amen, put his fire out. I'm going to tell you something, folks, I ain't putting my fire out. Amen, I walk out the door in a heartbeat. Amen, God told me, God saved me, and God put me to be a preacher of righteousness. Amen. I'm not scared of no man. Don't matter who he is. Amen. The very organization I was ordained in, they was going to pull my papers one time after preaching a revival in a homeless church. Amen. They sent me word that they're going to pull my papers. I said, I'll tell you what you do. And you let me know the next time you're going to have a meeting. I'll bring them to you. Amen. I've blessed your heart. They didn't scare me one bit. I'm still preaching just like I was. They're the one that changed. I preached righteousness. When I got in, I'm still preaching righteousness. You can preach all night over that one man of God. What happened to the old, what happened to the men of God? Bible said here, he said, behold, look out for it. He said, I'm fixing to send a man. Amen. And we're going to send a man. Bible said in John's writing, he whom God sends, I'll speak the words of God. Amen, amen, amen. I've never seen a time in my life when men, instead of waiting on God, about a church, they're hopping from one to another, trying to get to be pastor. Amen. Hey, God, I used to assist the pastor, and I made a statement when I resigned from there. Amen, I'll never pastor again as long as I live. And I meant that thing, I thought. Amen, but God come along, and the very place that I said I wouldn't touch, that's where I wound up at. Amen. I bless your heart. Hey, God, I know. Amen. If I get away from here, I don't know of a church anywhere that I could pastor. Why, preacher? I'm not going to compromise on your hayride. I'm not going to compromise on the ungodly bread. I'm not going to compromise on dragging the young people out in the world. Ain't nothing wrong with kids playing. Ain't God, but there ain't a thing in the world wrong with keeping the church out of it. Amen. The church is not a playhouse. Amen. He said, my house, I shall be called the house of prayer. Hallelujah. And God, Paul said one time, if I carry my coming home, I vow to know how to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the pillar and the ground of truth. Amen. I almost feel like preaching. And God, what went with all the men of God that used to have respect out for the house of God? What happened to the men of God that used to reprove and rebuke sin when it got in the congregation? Amen. What happened to the men of God? There was a man sent from God. Amen. And I'm going to say this. There's never been a preacher. Never been a preacher. That was a preacher that God didn't send.
Amen.
We may have a bunch of us been to the seminary and come out and been a seminary head. I mean, can quote that Bible better, more way under better than I can. Amen. I can read more, tell you more where they things in that Bible than I can. But they've learned it mechanically through man's teaching. Thank God, what little I've learned it through the unction of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I tell you what. Amen. When they sent them all down to the seminary, thank God, I've got some books behind them where they'll tell them when you read something, it don't mean that, but it means this. Thank God, I'll tell you what the Word of God means. It means just what it says, and it says just what it means. Amen. Thank God, that's where this crowd, what come there happened to the men of God that used to preach people off? Amen. Tell them there's born sinners as guilty of breaking the law of God. They was guilty. There's none righteous, no not one. There's none that seeketh after God. All we like sheep have gone astray. And the Lord has laid upon him how the iniquity of us all. What happened to the men of God that used to preach at? Hey, we're living now where these little seven heads preach and say, well, you ain't all that bad. Amen. All you need to do is to make a profession or join our church or go down to the creek and be a water dog. Something on that form. But what happened to the old men of God that used to be like John the Baptist was? Amen. Repent, every one of you. Amen. What happened to the men of God that used to be like Jesus? And God, repent or perish. What happened to the men of God that used to be like Peter? I repent, every one of you. And God, and be converted. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, ask your question. What happened to the men of God? We ain't got many. If you read this book, we ain't got many. Boy, I'm telling you right now, no. Then that was Moses, a man that God laid his hand on before he was ever born. You know, I believe deep in my heart, before I was ever born, God had his hand on me. I believe that. You won't never convince me no different. Amen. God bless your heart. Before he was ever born, God laid his hand on him. You know the story how he was born, and his mother took him off down there to the, ain't got the alligator alley. I made that little canoe out of that reed and put him out there. Pharaoh's daughter come down and found him. I got him out. Amen. Moses' sister was there. Amen. Said, you want me to find one of the Hebrew women amen, to nurse him for you. As he said, I sure do. God, amen, not only favored him and told him, I'm going to send him right back home to mama. Amen, let mama nurse him and rock him. I can about picture her now. Amen, sitting there rocking him, singing Amazing Grace. Amen. I tell you, talking to him about how we got down here in Egypt. And God has showed me, little fella, that he's going to raise you up and you're going to bring the people of God out. And something that she put in his heart that was instilled. I'm saying, what happened to the men of God? Where God instilled some things in their heart. Amen. Thank God you take a wishy-washy preacher and what the salt goes is bread. He needs something in his heart. I'll let God put that. He'll be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. I'll preach in the word of God with boldness, without fear or favor of any man.
Amen.
God, you know how he slew that Egyptian and buried him in the sand when he got up, about 40-year-old baby was. Next day he went out and saw a couple of his brothers a-striving. I ain't going to get nowhere with this. And God seen a couple of his brothers a-striving. And he asked them, what mean you smite me, brother? And God, it was revealed then that he had killed the Egyptian. And his brother, he said, will you smite me also? As he did the Egyptian, Moses knowed it was revealed. Therefore, he headed out in the desert. I got over to Jethro's house. And Jethro put him out herding sheep. Amen. God bless your heart. I put him way out there and put him in school. Amen. I don't believe he was out there. You notice what? He was out there with sheep, not the goat. Amen. Boy, there's another good thing to preach on. Thank God, but he was out there. And God, I believe, was communing with him. We don't have no recording of it. But he was out there, and one day he looked out. And I read a little history on that back in them days. Out in the desert, it was nothing unusual. Were just spontaneous convulsions. Just drying a bush and just ignite spontaneous convulsion. And burn. I didn't pay too much attention to it. But Moses got to watch in this one. When it burned, it kept a burning. And being just propped up on that staff. Look at that thing. There's something different about that bush. I don't know what it is, but there's something different. It's a burning, and it's a burning, and it's a burning. But it ain't being consumed. I know what I'm going to do. I'm just going to go over and see what's going on. He started towards that bush, and God spoke. I said, take off your shoes, Moses. For the ground you stand on is holy ground. Amen. God, what happened to the men of God that God used to appear to with a flame of fire in their soul? Amen. And commune with them and tell them what they wanted done. And now they have to have a pentecostal committee or the deacon board. Amen. I may preach a while. And God have to have somebody all time dreaming of something new. What's wrong with a man of God? I'm getting off down with a burning bush. I'm shucking off his shoes and hearing a word from God. God, what happened to the men of God that was leaders? God sent him back down into Egypt. And he didn't send him down there as a preacher, but he sent him down there as a leader. You go down there and get my people and lead them out. Amen. So God bless your heart. Whatever happened to the men of God, had God called them, put their hand on them to be a pastor of a church, how to lead the flock in the ways of God. Amen. He led them in the ways of God. One time they told them to go out. The Lord told them to go and said, I won't be with you. And Moses said, God, if you don't go, I don't want to go. Amen. Whatever happened to the men of God that used to wait on the voice of God? Whatever happened to the men of God? Amen. That would wait on him. I would tell them what to do. Instead of the petticoat committee or the community word leaders. Now you can mark her down. This old boy has been told by this community a lot of times what I need to do. You don't know it, but I do. Lots of slack kickback I get, I keep it in here. But I've had everything from Sister Loudmouth, amen, to Mr. Know-It-All, tell me what to do. Amen, I had one of them one time, I sent him word. I said, you tell that feller, just before he has a heart attack and dies over that, I'll do something about it. He come to me in a few days. He said, I don't want you to pay no attention to me when I say that. I said, don't you worry, I don't. Amen. I bless your heart. Thank God every other church has got a little yo-yo. Amen. Something old preacher, they can wind up and point him this way or point him that way. But you got one here tonight that you will not want. Amen. I'll stay with that blessed book. And God, if hell freezes over, I intend to stay with it. I'm going to try to lead you in the way that God, I would have you to go as long as he lets me live. What happened to the men of God that used to leave the church? You know, every church in this community and in this part of the country, and I've talked to some folks who live in another country in the same way, deacon board runs the church. The pastor is just a little yo-yo. He comes in on Sunday morning, he sits down on the banks, amen, then the song director takes over. Then when the song director gets through, amen, somebody else takes over. Then directly the deacon board nods your head, it's your time to get up. Amen. Thank God he's got nothing to say. But he crosses one of them's path. They sure got something to say then. I don't intend to be under the thumb of no man. Amen. Hey, God, I know when we started this church. Hey, asked me, when was you going to get in the association? I said, it ain't going in no association. Amen. I don't intend for no bunch of molly backer chewing, snuff dipping, cigarette sucking, a crowd of people tell me how to run the house of God. I ain't gonna let the Holy Ghost and the Word of God direct us in the way we go. Whatever happened to the men of God? They've all tucked their tail and run. Moses, the dear man of God that went down into Egypt, choosing rather to suffer the affliction of the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. I'm saying most of our preachers today, where the church has built them, and I'm not giving them, they can do what they want to. I built them a parsonage to live in. They've already got under bondage right there. Amen. If they don't preach right, the church will turn them out. We've got you under our thumbnail. We're paying your bills and we're giving you a house to live in. Therefore, you're going to do like what we say. Hallelujah. Whatever happened to the old men of God? Thank God they wasn't afraid to drive a mile or two or ride a mule. Amen. Get down the house of God. Didn't the old man owe no man anything but just to preach the Word of God. You know the Bible says to owe no man nothing. Now, I don't believe he's talking about whenever you go buy a car and credit, you meet your bills. I don't think that's what he's talking about. You go make a sign of agreement, you make them papers, you don't want that man. You meet the obligations. And if you can't make them, go to them and talk through, and then you steal them clear.
But for a church, got a man under his control, they paid him a salary. They furnished him a house to live in. Giving him a car to drive. Buying all his days. Paying his insurance. You know what that ad trucker done? He's got indebted to that bunch of people. He owes them people. Thank God they got him out where they want him. I'll write in a vice and you'll preach what we want to hear. You'll do like we want to do. Or else you'll be out on the street. Amen. Thank God whatever happened to the men of God that was afraid of the congregation. Moses let them out. And then what happened to the Jonas? I mean, I don't go along with everything Jonah did, but I'll tell you one thing, Jonah got a good lesson. Yes, one thing about the poor old feller, he's my kind of feller. Yes. I like him. He wanted to get turned and run. He didn't want to do that preacher quite often. Amen. I'll just hold it right there before I say anything more. Amen. Quite often I've wanted to run. Hey, God, he run off down there, but God knows where he is at, and God had his telephone number. Amen. First thing he said, you go down there and cry out again, Nineveh. Amen. Cry out again because they're exceeding a wicked city. But there's a good story behind that I'll not get into all of it. Jonah hated them people because they'd been in the captivity under one time. And Jonah, somewhere along the line, he had argued with God because at the end of the book, he said, did I not tell you to start with that if I go down there and preach that you'll have compassion on them? Somewhere he argued with God. We ain't got a recording of it, but somewhere in there he did. But God got him out there in that fish. God took him to his school. Down just as low as man could go. Amen. Bible said he repented. Said, I know what I'll do. I'll pay my vows. Salvation is of the Lord. Amen. And God had the fish to puke him up on dry land. Amen. They'd like to be preached right there. That fish could have puked him up back out there in the water and made him swim. But God's grace took him to the bank. Amen. I'll bless your heart. He got to the bank and God told him, said, now you go preach how the preaching that I bid you to preach. Whatever happened to the men of God that would preach the preaching how that God bid them to preach? And you say, preacher, how do you know they ain't? I can tell by looking at congregation. Amen. Women looking like men. Men like women. Amen. Divorcing, remarrying. Everything going on in the house of God. Ain't God that telling me that men's not preaching? How the preaching that God is a bending to preach. Ain't God to tell them when I get about 2 hours in. I'll quit. I'll bless your heart. But whatever happened out to the men of God that would preach the preaching that God bid them to preach. You know what happened when you preach the preaching that God bids you to preach? One or two things. They'll either do like Nineveh, they'll turn. Or they'll do like Herod, they'll chop your head off.
Yeah.
Amen. One tells the two. But I'm glad if men will go back to preaching. I mean, God's running this thing. I'm glad he is. Amen. If I was running this thing, all these preachers that he ain't called, thank God there'd be a lot of graves digging going on tomorrow.
Yeah.
Amen. He'd be burying a bunch of them people. I'd put some fear in him, just like he done Ananias and Sapphira. Thank God they lied to the Holy Ghost. I thought they had it. He had it hit from Peter. Thank God he thought, but God revealed it to him. How God struck him down dead. Amen. He asked the start, said, why did Satan put it in your heart? I'm alive to the Holy Ghost. Amen. What happened to the preacher that would used to stand in people's face and point a finger at them and say, you're lying to the Holy Ghost? Amen. Whatever happened to the men of God? Thank God these multi-backs today, that's all they're worried about is money, 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 money.
keep your money. I'd rather see you make it into heaven and me die a pauper than to see you die and go to hell and be rich.
I'm telling you what, it's getting pitiful to make money back. Amen. I hear a while back, I got a letter. And good thing I ain't got hooked up to the internet on the computer, know how to use that thing. I guess I'd get told off in a heartbeat. Hey man, won't you talk to getting on that website and bring you have your credit card and give an offering? We need some money to preach the gospel. I thought you had something. You, why can't you get out on the street corner and preach without a dime? Billy Ball is. And God, they locked him up, put him in there, and had him in that thing. And about 4 or 5 hours the next day, he's back out on the street corner preaching. Amen. And God, whatever happened to the men of God, if they put you guilty, hit the street corner preacher again. Whatever happened to the men of God, I like Brother Lester Roloff. And God, when he wouldn't buckle to the government, and they put him down yonder in the jailhouse, and that book of God's house got a picture of him. I'm standing inside the jail cell. I with the word of God open. I'm preaching to the prisoner. Whatever happened to the men of God? If an airplane had to land in the middle of the interstate, I run out of the wing with the word of God and begin to preach. Whatever happened to the men of God? I've been used to being in the entertainment business. I was worried about people who died and going to hell. Been back in me all day. Amen. And I feel good in body. Ain't got a little dizzy head, but I sure do feel good in the body. Ain't got him in the spirit. Whatever happened to the men of God? That wasn't scared to preach. Amen. Ain't got whatever happened to the men of God? They say, well, you can't pray in school. You can't pray down yonder. Hey, man, you can't pray at the football game. You mind if I put this in while I'm there? Hey, man, ain't no prayer to be prayed at a football game except a prayer of repentance. Praying God's mercy and asking heaven to get out on my enemy. I bless your heart. Hey, God, whatever happened to the men? I wasn't afraid to pray. I like Daniel was. I made a law that you ain't going to pray. Hey, God, if you do, you'll go in the den of lions. Hey, God, the Bible said, old Daniel, hey, God, the window already been raised. He didn't have to raise it already up. He turned his face towards Jerusalem and just kept a prayer. I hear they come, got him. I carried him off down there and put him in a den of lions. Somebody said, I bet he prayed all night. I say he didn't pray one lick.
Amen.
He got his praying done back up there on the inside of that window.
Amen.
He did fail. Somebody said, oh, so obey the laws of the land. You are if you didn't contrary to the law of God. But if he gets contrary to the law of God, you better thumb your nose up and go at it.
Amen.
And God, I hear this crowd about praying in school. Pray in school, I'm going to tell you something. It went out of home a long time before it went to school. And the way this our nation's got, hey man, when they got atheists, Mohammeds, thank God divorcees, thank God women shacking up living with men, I mean perverts teaching school, thank God running off with young boys, hey man, men pervert molesting young ladies, thank God who'd want a bunch of heathen like that, I'm praying with you kids. I better all pray with them back at the house. Hey, man, if you can't keep them out of that cesspool, and then I bless your heart. I feel, thank God tonight, where's all the men of God at? And you to cry out again the sins of our day. I'm just going to have to quit. Hold on to it. Ain't enough room to get all these. Amen. Whatever happened to Elijah? That walk up right in the face of the weeping king. I'm going to tell you something. Ain't not going to be no rain, nor you, till I say so. Whatever happened to the men of God? That wasn't scared of the government.
Amen.
I'd say most of the churches right around in this area, if the governor of Alabama had it in his power to put a sign on the door and say, Sunday morning, you better not be preaching that church if you're going to jail, I'd say 99% of them have no preaching.
Amen.
But you know what I'd have to think I'd do with the help of God? I'd wade right in here and just preach anyhow. Thank God, I don't want to get down to the last mile and lose out with God. I want to go down, amen, swinging as the devil and this ungodly crowd that we're in. I would everything that I've got. What happened to the men of power? I didn't use to fear of what the government said.
Amen.
Ahab said, it ain't going to rain. Then God took him off down by the brook. God kept him down there and fed him and watered him. Amen. When the brook dried up, somebody said, well, he's got Elijah backslid, the brook dried up. Honey, when the water starts drying up, the brook you sitting that's going to get dry too.
Amen.
I didn't have with me. He was just in the middle center of God's will, just as much not with nothing but a dust bed as he was on the full of water.
Right.
Because God said, you get up from there and you go and serve that. You know where he is going? Not to Jezebel's hometown, that's her address. He just run from that country. But God sent him right back over there too. He said, I commanded the widow woman over there to sustain thee. I know I've got the thirst. But God bless your heart. Whatever happened to the men of God, that was afraid to go. I wasn't afraid to go where God sent them to go. Hey, God, I wouldn't go there and preach. I wouldn't go there and preach. Hey, man, I'd go to Jehovah Witness if they'd open the door and let me in. One time, anyhow. Amen. And God, I'd go to Church of Christ. And God tell me it wasn't nothing but a bunch of water dogs unless they get born again as they're going to hell. Whatever happened to the men of God? I'm like Apostle Paul. And when he come there and said, you're too superstitious. I see all these holy to these unknown gods. But I see one over here to one that says, an unknown God. Him, I declare unto you. Paul wasn't scared to preach. Amen. Paul wasn't scared to buck the authority. Whatever happened to men like that? Whatever happened to men that used to take control? Amen. And lead people in the right direction. The deacon board and the petticoat committee. Now, I'm going to say this, and I know it to be a fact. There's a church not too far from here. That every time the deacons have a meeting, the night before the deacon's wife have a meeting. They decide what they want done. Then they go back home and tell the deacon the next night when they meet, they already know how it's going to turn out. Whatever happened to the men of God? And would pay attention to the deacon board. Just mind God and preach what he said. What's happened to the men of God? Now let's hit John just a little bit and we'll go down. The Bible said there was a man sent from God whose name was John. He said, now he's going to start preparing the way of the Lord. Now everything religiously before John the Baptist, 400 solid years, things was messed up. And buddy, they was messed up big time. Pharisees and Sadducees, just like the association today had it under their thumb. But here comes this old man out of the wilderness down there. Didn't have on no suit and tie, didn't eat rinds. Didn't have no a long robe with flat trees and hanging on garments and more. That all he had just that old camel's hair. Every once in a while, reaching out and getting him an old grasshopper, locust, and eating that thing. And he got off down on the river of Jordan. Whatever happened to the men of God, if you say, repent ye! I can be old John walking down through the crowd, but then just, repent ye! Repent ye! What happened to the men of God? That would preach, repent ye. And God, here comes some of the church folk down there.
half Pharisees and Sadducees.
That's,
and they must have liked what was going on and said, we want to be baptized. And John, the man of God, said, you bunch of vipers. Amen. Have you bunch of vipers? Who have warned you to flee the wrath of God to come? What do you want to be baptized for? You ain't never even been preached to this. You ain't never been warned about the judgment of God yet. He said, you go back down yonder and bring forth fruit, me for repentance, then I'll baptize you.
Amen.
Whatever happened to the men of God that wouldn't baptize, everything come along.
Amen.
Woe me! Had more of it didn't stick to how that struck.
Amen.
I don't want to be judgmental. I want to get anybody to get a bit about. Most of them went down Whitson and Blyson and called Whitson. But that's in the hands of a holy God. But maybe sometimes all of you say, hey, wait a while. Let's see what kind of life you're going to live.
Yeah.
I see old John down there just a preaching away. And old Herod must have been a religious man. Because he come along where he's preaching. I don't know what he was nosy or religious, but I just like to think maybe he was religious. And it was coming down there, here come the soldiers, and I'm mushing the master, what must we do? Hey, God, he said, do no man no harm, and be content with your wages. Amen. I can just see over here, hey, John, you're preaching good. I'll just keep preaching, you're doing right. Amen. He's telling my soldier boys that. Amen. Thank God. I'm drinking another boy and said, what must we do? Thank God. He said, you got two coats. I'll give one to your neighbor. Amen. I can hear him say, well, I cut out welfare. Amen, John. And you're preaching real good. And John hit here and that. Amen. Quickly got tired. And he turned around and looked at Herod. Let me tell you something, boy. Amen. Thank God. What are you doing? How were you? Brother Philip's wife in your house. Amen. And you're reproved in the Bible, says, of all his evil deeds. I wasn't all he got him. While he had that, he just read the list off. And got him a boy that I ever make of this Jezebel man. Thank God, I want his head, I want his head. Thank God, whatever happened to the men of God that would stand behind the pulpit and ask folks, what are you doing with that woman in your house?
Amen.
And reprove, I'm just one of her. Body's getting tired. Some of y'all got to work tomorrow. Well, whatever happened to the men of God? Now, you know well as I do, you watch them. Even a lot of our good preachers will preach up to them. I mean, some of our good ones will preach up to them. But when they hit real close to that spot where the fur is fishing to fly, they'll turn to the left or to the right. But I don't need them to do that. I've always said, and I'm going to say it again tonight, if I break my arm, there ain't no use to go to the hospital and put the cast on my leg. It needs to be put on where it's broke at. You got somebody in the house that's not living right, not doing right, if the Holy Ghost moves, that's where you start putting the cast at.
Yes.
You can't tell them down the road. I was listening to an old Indian preacher today. He's dead and gone now. But he talked about going into a super hole in his church. Amen. Here this young woman come in there by half her less dress. He said, one of them super hole in his church. I said, the preacher preached. He said, we just our visiting. Thank God. And he said, went down, said she went down to pray with it, doing right, and women on one side and the men on the other. And said she got down to pray with that little short dress on, said, I'm super holiness women, wouldn't even get down and pray with it. Thank God, said she prayed a while, didn't get satisfied, got up, just walked out the door, then sat down. I said, went back the next night, said the pastor's wife got up and made a testimony. Said, thank God that God answered prayer. Said, I see that Jezebel ain't back here tonight. He said, I'll job my wife and elbows, let's get out of this place. I'm not going to have anything to do with it. Amen. When a sinner comes in, it don't matter how they're dressed. If they're lost, they need to hear the word of God.
Amen. How many of us was born perfect? Amen. Now bless your heart. Preach to them. Let them get right. Teach them the ways of God. What happened to the men of God that would preach to sinners? Won't preach to them no more. Make a decision, sign a card, join the church. Repeat after me, ABC, all this kind of stuff. I'll ask again in closing. Where has the men of God gone? They're just about gone. We have a few. I can name a few. You know, when we have your quite often for revival up in Tennessee, I believe that man is right himself. He ain't got no better city. Just preach whatever God gives and whatever he gives it to. We've got a few scattered around. Anything. And I can see maybe the Lord don't call every man alike. I can see that. Some of these maybe he calls evangelists that try to reach the law and encourage the church. I can understand that. But if that moth is back behind the pulpit was where he ought to be, that mess wouldn't be going on when revival time comes.
Amen.
You remember, and I'm trying to close, you remember the last revival that Michael Wall preached here? He made a statement from one of these CDs before he got listening, but he liked to preach here. Because I've done already weeded the junk, I said, you just preach and encourage folks. I'll say, a man of God will not allow everything in the world to go on in the house of God. It'd be either one or two things happen. One of three things, either he'll preach it, and they'll come to it, or they'll leave, or he'll leave.
Amen.
And either way, if they leave, they're going to be in bad shape.
Yes.
And if he leaves, they're going to be in bad shape, because they'll get somebody to preach, just like over here at this church that's talking about it wrong. I told him, I said, you know, when you're gone, that church is going to go modern. It's going to come all unglued. Years of crime, said it already has. Already has. They had rather have somebody, man, let them kneel the way they live.
Yes.
Is have a good man of God that preach again the sin. You know, that kind of thing is me. I ain't even in that denomination, but I'd like to go over with a ball bat. What I would really like to do. Well, I've heard the man preach for six, seven, eight years, and I've never heard him preach nothing that wouldn't walk in line with this book. And where has the men of God gone? All we gather around.